NAVEDTRA 14137 Bravo, Master at Arms. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 3. 1. What is responsible for the law enforcement, physical security, and AT for the activity to which assigned? Shipboard security. 2. Who are responsible for detecting, tracking, and assessing potential threats? Sentries. 3. Who are responsible for conducting victim and witness interviews and obtaining written statements? Patrol officers. 4. Who are responsible for verifying vehicle and/or vessel documents for authenticity? Vehicle and/or boat inspectors. 5. Who are responsible for conducting suspect vessel pursuits? Harbor security boat coxswain. 6. Who provide the link between the community and emergency services, provide information to and dispatch responding services, and monitor electronic security systems? Emergency dispatcher. 7. Who is responsible for tracking ammunition expenditures and initiating ammunition requests when required? Armory or AA&E supervisor. 8. Who is responsible for maintaining the security unit armory or ready-for-issue room? AA&E custodian or armorer. 9. Who is responsible for planning and executing reaction force training? Reaction force leader. 10. Which personnel augment fixed posts, covers withdrawal of forces, and conducts tactical entries and clearing of ships, piers, and buildings? Reaction force members. 11. Who is responsible for supervising all watch section responsibilities, including harbor security and the armory? Watch commander. 12. Who is responsible for verifying watch standard qualifications? Chief of the guard. 13. Who is the senior security operations member at the scene of an incident who possesses the required tactical skills? On-scene commander. 14. Who is responsible to the security officer for the day-to-day operations and job execution of units' security forces providing law enforcement, physical security, anti-terrorism, and force protection services? Security operations officer. 15. Who is responsible for mobile supervision of patrols and sentries and acts as a backup relief to the watch commander? Patrol supervisor. 16. Who is responsible for managing the command security and AT training, the field training officer, and personnel qualification system programs? Anti-terrorism training supervisor. 17. Who are responsible for conducting interviews or interrogations, collecting, seizing, preserving documents, and storing evidence? Investigators. 18. Who is responsible for developing and managing the AT and FP program, is the lead member on the Force Protection Training Team, and manages AT and FP resources? Anti-Terrorism Officer, Alpha Tango Oscar. 19. Who tactically employs command assets to defend the unit against terrorist attacks when in port? Anti-Terrorism Tactical Watch Officer, Alpha Tango Tango Whiskey Oscar. 20. Who are responsible for developing law enforcement and physical security plans? Independent Duty Master at Arms. 21. Who is responsible for the overall management of a security detachment or department? Security Officer, SECO. 22. What are responsible for conducting individual and team training for the command's security forces and unit personnel? Anti-Terrorism Training Team or Force Protection Training Team. 23. What is the most critical part in the installation's defense in depth? Entry control point, Echo Charlie Papa. 24. Which type of plans supplement the standing AT and FP plans by providing event-specific CONOPs and procedures? Import security plans, India Sierra Papas. 25. Which measures are designed to detect, deter, and mitigate against terrorist attacks? Force Protection Condition, FP-CON. 26. What is concerned with the means and measures designed to achieve force protection and AT readiness? Physical security. 27. Who is responsible for ensuring all personnel assigned to security duties are properly qualified in the use of non-lethal weapons? Anti-terrorism training supervisor. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.